blonde. Baby, baby, baby,
I'm a Rance Marshall. Now, are you just saying you want to have fun, or do you really want to have fun?
You're going to have every young buck west of the Missouri around here trying to marry you.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Did you ever notice how many really stupid people you run into during the day?
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
And now, here's Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery with She Said, He Said. It's Talk American Style, presented by Homes for Sale by Montgomery.com. That's Homes, the number four, sale by Montgomery.com. On 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
They're doing. We know exactly what you like, what you don't like. We do our research when we like a guy. And by research, I mean we Facebook stalk you. But we do it. I know your favorite foods. I know where you went on vacation. I know that your favorite team is the Cowboys. I know all about that. I'm totally into you. That's right. They say men are hunters and women are gatherers. Well, kind of. Women are gatherers. We like to gather information about you and then we hunt you. You think when I bring you home to meet mom on Christmas, it's because I want her to meet you? No, it's so I can be like, Mom, look what I caught.
That is so true. Good morning. It is 9:03.
That's what you did, right, Kelly?
We are so glad that you're here with us. It is Talk American Style. And we have a lot of fun on the show. And a big shout out and a thank you because, you know, it is the season right now. And it is time to make your best move. So if you are in the market to buy or sell a home, you will want to go to for Homes Four, that's the number four, Homes for Sale by Montgomery.com. And take
or
a peek what's on there.
Or call me at 636-487-9044.
Call me. Yeah.
Call me. Now's the time to get that house on the market because you know what? You don't want to wait till late spring when everybody else is putting their house on the market.
Absolutely. Yeah. I want to get it done. So we got a great show today. We've got matinee chat with us. Kathleen Kaiser is back in the house with us. She's always here the first of the month unless, you know, something comes up. And then we are going to have some fun because do men really know what women want?
No.
I was going to say, come on, Gordon, what are you going to say?
No, but if you're a smart man, you just let them tell you what they want and you disagree with it.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Good morning, Matt. Welcome. So glad that you're here. You've got some great pickup lines to add to the show a little bit later.
Yes.
Because that is our question of the day that we'll be talking about here shortly is, you know, do pickup lines still exist and maybe what the best one is. So the best one is going to win. We're live on Facebook right now.
Yes,
so you
we
can
are.
Post your pickup line there. My Facebook has the question at Kelly Lamb, and you can post it there. If you think you have the best one, you want to call it in, you are welcome to do that. Keep our number handy because we do have a lot of prizes today to give out. 855-282-8255. What
Very
is it
good,
again?
Kelly Lamb. It is 855-282-8255.
Or talk.
Yeah.
Or talk. So we'll keep giving that out because we have movie tickets, of course, during matinee chat. They're going to be giving away. And then we also have tickets to the opening night because we're going to be meeting Robert Dubach here in the second half of the show, The Male Intellect and Oxymoron. So if you thought The Book of Moron was hysterical, this one's going to have you rolling around on the floor hysterically at the Playhouse at Westport, which we just had a great time there last Tuesday night seeing Disenchanted. Which was really fun. And it's so true talking about hunting, you know, men and that. What was it?
I was pleasantly surprised. I was like, oh my gosh.
What am I in for?
Yeah. She didn't really
wake me up when
she?
It's over. And it was actually really, really funny. It was dissing all the, all the princesses
God,
and everything about being a princess.
Need a
we need a man.
I'm going to lose my fens, lose my voice, and give up my family. Just for you. That's the Little Mermaid. It was just awesome.
She was drunk too. It made it funny.
Because they were all miserable because they left everything they had to be with their prince. And then
I like Cinderella saying, oh my gosh, it's a glass slipper and I was the only one that had it. Like no other woman wears a size 7.
That was so good. Oh. And I think that, I don't know, is that one still going on through this weekend?
Yes, till Sunday.
I think, yeah.
I think Sunday's the going last day. We saw the opening night and it was very good.
It was really good. So the question that I have, which of course is brought to you by Datix, DatixInc.com. And actually, they'll be coming on with us soon again too to talk with us about what they do. But, you know, they have been designing enterprise software for like 20 years. And for people like me who are not real techie or, you know, I know where a few buttons are to hit, it just blows me away.
Good
with
thing it says off and on, right, Kelly?
Yeah. Sometimes I can't even. Nice. Sometimes I can't even find that either.
I know. She got smarter. As soon as she colored her hair, she got smarter. I don't know what happened.
Oh, wait a minute. He's got another brunette on the other side of him. Really, Gordon? Really?
It was a compliment to you. I said she got smarter.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, I'm about to get dumb again because the dark hair, I still can't. I mean, I walk by the mirror and I'm like, I'm not sure who I am. So, but anyway, Datix delivers custom implementations, listen to that word, of mission-critical software.
See, right. You would have never said that with your blonde hair.
I know. That would never came out right.
That just flowed. Did you notice how it just flowed now that she's a brunette? There you go.
They go deeper, and they plan better, and they deliver more for your business. So if you want to strengthen up your company, give Datix Inc. a call. You can go to DatixInc.com. So we appreciate our sponsors. And I know sometimes people are like, gosh, you know, you got to talk about commercials and who like, but that is what keeps media and
keeps
radio
the world.
And television
it's our sponsors
alive.
That keep the world
so
revolving.
We can't thank them and they appreciate you know, the business and everyone stays open. So it's awesome. So our question of the day is, what is your best pickup line? Have they been used against you? Have you used them? What's the funniest? What's the best? What do you have to offer? Now, Matt had a couple good ones, and I really think we just need to bust a move with a couple of his.
Matt had a couple really good ones. I thought they were his, but
have you ever had a pickup line to you, Kathleen? Did your husband use one to get you?
Oh, he did. My husband did not use one. The only pickup line I've ever had used on me over the years, before I was married, of course.
Right.
You have such beautiful eyes. That's the only one. I mean, how lame is that? And it just stopped at that. That was
simple.
supposed to be simple. You know?
That was pretty crazy.
It worked.
Gordon, you looked down and you said you had Fred Flintstone toes.
I do. We took a picture. What picture was that? I'm in flip-flops. I love flip-flops. When the snow's off the ground and flip-flops are on, that's just me. I'm just comfortable that way.
Except but, you my weren't picking me up. I was hunting you.
They look like that picture I saw the other day. I saw my feet. My feet were the only things. I mean, it's the first thing you notice. They look like big two concrete slabs. Like
but the funny thing is, when you're just meeting somebody, you know, you're on that Gaga stage, you're like, oh, no, you have cute toes.
That's when I knew she liked me. She said, oh, your feet are so cute. I'm like, she likes me.
Everything's so cute.
She wouldn't say that if she didn't like me.
Are they still cute, Kelly? That's the question.
Yes.
Okay, good.
They're so cute. All right, so give it to us, Matt. Do you have it? Ears are awesome.
Just going to throw them into the fire.
He's waiting for us to lead into them, and you just throw them into the fire.
I've never tried these, but now I almost want to go out, drink a little bit, and see what happens, just because the one we were talking about was your mother a beaver? Because damn.
Awesome. So the best pickup line, we're going to pick one at the end of the show. And the best pickup line, which is going to be voted amongst us all, is going to win a gift certificate to Symbol. Have you ever been to Symbol?
I have not.
They started out, it was Hot Pot, which was over in off of Manchester, which is still there. And they have just grown. They've rebranded and they're Symbol now. And, you know, the meaning behind it, it's healthy, you know, lifestyle, healthy eating, and it's a bowl. And so you pick what you want in this bowl, whether it be these noodles. Yeah. What are the noodles? I just know the place, so I'm not looking at the commercials, so to speak. But you can pick sweet potatoes or a rice or a noodle.
All kinds of healthy stuff.
Yeah,
smorgasbord
of
health.
Pick what you want, and then this brothy sauce that they make out of the sauces that they have, and then you pick all your vegetables or whatever you want in there, shrimp, and then you're addicted to it after you eat it, but it's delicious food, smoothies.
Sounds incredible.
Yeah, and they have a new location coming in St. Charles.
Oh my gosh, I know. They're growing everywhere. But I think they even may have wine and beer at one of theirs that they're, and maybe all of them. But it's just a great, great place to go. So we got a gift certificate that someone's going to win for the best pickup line. That's what it's all about here. Okay, so Gordon, do you have one?
Do I have some? I have some really good, I did. I have some really good redneck pickup lines.
Let's hear them.
Well, God wants us to be together because that's why he gave us the same parents.
my God!
Oh, ouch.
Oh, it's okay. Horrible. Hey. I like the voice, too.
Hey, are you as good as your sister?
Oh.
All right, these are really good right here. Baby, you're finer than a new set of snow tires.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you ready for this one?
Keep the voice going.
Hey, are your parents retarded? Because you sure are special.
Oh!
Wait, okay, that was
not
politically
correct to say the word retard.
This is probably my favorite. You're not the best looking girl here, but beauty's only a light switch away.
Oh, man. You're pretty good at being a redneck, by the way.
And last but not least, hey, baby, nice tooth.
Those are good.
There you
you'd
go.
You'd make a good redneck. You know, probably
voice was
you
really
gotta be
good.
Wearing the Billy Bob teeth when you come up and you Billy say one Bob of those teeth. Lines as well, which we met
Jonah.
Tuesday night.
Yes,
Jonah.
We met Jonah.
Have you ever had the Billy Bob teeth?
No.
Remember when they were popular? Everybody with the Billy Bob teeth when we met the guy that made that. His friend was actually the inventor.
Wow.
And he was a dental student.
Yeah.
And
he faked his way into school, wore dental coat. Security must have been weak.
But Jonah was the one that got the light bulb in his head and said, hey, we can sell those. And they sold them and started his company.
And the rest is history, right?
Yeah, he was on that show From Gag to Riches. Nicest laid back guy in the world.
Country
you
boy.
Would never know that he's
took $200 and a backpack full of Billy Bob teeth and went to Australia because he knew he was going to meet his wife there. That's where he wanted to meet his wife. And daggummit, he did. 4 months later, came home, married her. They're still married, 4 children later. So talk about mapping out your path there.
And his destiny.
Well, he's mapping a guy that said, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this. And he does it. And he did it. And it's like he wanted to be a pro football player when he was young, when he was a little kid. He goes, I want to be a pro football player. He was a walk-on at Missouri State, led the rushing for 2 years, and then was invited to the NFL Combine, had the second fastest 40.
And never played football in his
life. And nobody picked him up.
Really?
Yeah. I know.
Wow.
But now he's got great knees and his back isn't taken out and his shoulders
says
no
he has the worst luck ever.
Right.
Yeah. He's a multimillionaire, but he has the worst luck ever.
Right. From a set of teeth, but now he does all kinds of inventions. But we've got some great ones here on Facebook here. So we'll see if we can. We've got your legs must be tired. Why? Because you've been running around in my head all night. What was Patrick's? His was really good. Patrick Queening. Where's it at? You want to find it, you can't find it. Come on, where is it? Something about you've got a set of curves. Oh, yeah. You with all those curves and me with no brakes. That's really good, too. So if anybody wants to go to the Facebook and read some of those, and maybe if you have your pick, you can write down which one you think is the best one
as well. Some of them you have to go to Facebook and read them.
Yeah.
We can't say
some. Yeah, maybe not. But what was Steve Casper?
Oh, no. I'm almost afraid to hear.
How'd you get in those jeans? And how do I get in? Wasn't that it?
Maybe that was kind of close there, Kyle.
I have one of those sports bras on right now because I thought I'd go to the gym today, and I think it's cut off my circulation, and all the blood is stuck in my head right now. I mean, these things, they make them so tight. I'm literally flat-chested right now.
Blame the bra.
These things are wicked. It's like I'd rather flop around, I think.
She's having trouble breathing.
Oh, my God. It's so tight. All right. So we've got some great ones. We'll be reading them throughout the show. Let's see. Was your father an alien? Because there's nothing else like you on Earth.
Wow.
So, all right. We got to take it to a break. We're going to come back with some matinee chat. We're going to read some of the lines throughout the show. We're going to be coming up. We're going to meet Robert Dubach and have some fun with that. A lot of great things. Prizes coming up. And
we'll be right back on the 590 The Fan. You listen to She Said, He Said.